Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. I had something on my mind and heart as of yesterday afternoon, and it got totally blown away, and I'm thankful. I think we need to learn how to wait on the Lord. Sometimes we get ideas about how we think things ought to be. Nobody's ever been in that place, right? But somehow my mind went back to something that I had been thinking about early in the week, and it sounds like, you know, we're saying the same things over and over again, but I feel like there's a need. I feel like there's a need in me for certain truths to be brought out in fresh ways, and for the Lord to just impress on our hearts that they're not just things we know in our heads and think about and agree with generally, but we actually experience what He wants us to experience in our day-to-day life. And I guess, you know, the area of truth has to do with peace, and Lord knows we talked about it enough. Right before the holidays, right before I went away through the holidays, we had a service on peace, and I certainly emphasized it last week, talking about battles that are coming. And it seems like the first of the week, I experienced something that, reminded me of something in the past. I'll bring it up at some point, but I just felt a peace. And it wasn't something I could explain. It's just that I wasn't worried about stuff. You get to a point where you look at the news and you see the way things are going, and you can get stressed out about it if you want to. But the things we've been singing about it this morning are true. I mean, I asked the Lord to confirm it. Good grief, everything we sung has been a confirmation of what I've been thinking about. I just feel like the Lord wants us to be able to live a different life than we live, and to get this in a way that we haven't gotten it. We're going to need it, folks. That's the, you know, we've said so many times, we're sailing into dark seas and rough waters. But the Lord has a plan where we don't have to sit there and go down with the ship like the world is. We can have a strength, we can have a peace in the midst of whatever storms come. I mean, think about our Savior and think about what He went through in His life. And there were things that He had to confront, but did He go through His life stressed out? No, I mean, think about that. Think about all the stuff that He had to deal with and the stuff that He knew that He was watching unfold, and the unbelief that He had to deal with and the ignorance and so many things that He had to deal with, and yet He didn't just blow up. He didn't just, oh God, I got to fix this. I got to do something. This is too much for me. You know, all the burdens that we carry, He just didn't have them. And it wasn't that He didn't experience them, but He knew what to do with them. And that's where we miss the boat, I think, many times. And it's not that the Lord comes down and condemns us for it, but there's stuff we got to learn. It's just not natural. It's not natural for us to be able to hand off our burdens. And I guess the scripture that I began with, I don't know how long this is even going to be. I'm just going to go ahead and start. But it's so familiar to us, and every scripture I'm sure that I'll refer to this morning is. And it's in Philippians 4, scripture we're so familiar with. You know, I was thinking about the fact that we seem to preach on this so much. But how many of you can remember years ago, Brother Thomas preaching a 3-message series entitled The World's Deadliest Demon? Yeah, those of you who were here all those many years ago. And you remember what that was? Stress. Yeah, we remember it, don't we, because of the emphasis. That this world is under stress. It feels the burden and the pressure of just navigating life on earth. And, you know, if we just embrace that and make it our own and carry it, life is rough. And how many of you think that's what the Lord intended for us? To just walk around just burdened down. Didn't Jesus say, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll let you earn rest." Oh, no, he said, "I'll give you rest. Take my yoke, learn from me, for I am humble and gentle in heart, and you'll find what? Rest for your souls." I mean, learning from him, and then I think about the promise that he gave us. He spoke to his disciples, and here he was facing the cross of all things. I mean, it wasn't but a short time when he was in the garden crying out, feeling the pressure and the burden. He knew what to do with it, though, didn't he? Took it to his heavenly Father. But right before that, he says, "My peace." Now, here he's facing this, and he's got peace. I mean, give me a break. The most traumatic thing that's ever happened in the history of the world, and the one to whom it's going to happen has peace. There is a peace that we don't know anything about. And somehow he was able to say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. And, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid." Over and over again, he says the same thing. He knew there were going to be things that were going to happen that they were going to be aware of that would naturally provoke in them a sense of being troubled and afraid. And, you know, the Lord is well aware of all of that. You know, there's somebody said in history, and I can't remember who this was, said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee," or in you. And that's true. I mean, we were not created to operate independently of God. I mean, you're talking come right down to the fundamentals of who we are and what God designed us for. We were not designed to live independently of him. And you know, you think of the scripture we've quoted so many times from Isaiah about the wicked. And you know, we read a verse like the wicked are like the troubled sea and so forth, and we think about people who do really bad, terrible things. The truth is, if you're living your life, and it's independent of God, and you're basically saying, "God, leave me alone, I got my agenda, I'm going to do what I want," you're in that category. And the deeds that flow out of that kind of a stance in life are the things we call wicked. But I'll tell you, there's a wickedness of heart where we think we can run the show and do our thing. Oh my God, we need him. We were not designed to live that way. And that's why the scripture points out the wicked are like what? The troubled sea, when it cannot rest. There's no peace. You know, as waters cast up mire and dirt, I think, and then there's no peace, says my God, to the wicked. And the reality is this world, I mean, we come into this world with a nature that has desires that just scream to be met, to be catered to. Some of them are physical. Some of them are emotional. Every one of us has this yearning for something. And, you know, what we call peace in this world, I mean, you could get in a very peaceful place and you're talking about an environment that isn't stressing you out. It isn't placing any burdens upon you at the moment. And, you know, right now you've been able to put aside every other thing and all you're focused on is this breeze and the sunlight and all of that. But, oh my God, if you're trying to get your peace and the satisfaction of your needs from this world, to quote JP, it ain't happening. It's just not here. It does not exist in this world. And that's where people try to get their happiness for it. Oh my God, it's so temporary. How many times have we said that? You know, there's a corruptible life and there's an incorruptible. And we were born with one that's corruptible. That means it can spoil, it can rot, it can die. Everything that's wrong, there are forces of death and decay that affect us. They affect our bodies. It's pretty obvious. You young folks, just wait. We were young once too. And we could have dunked it over you one day in the past. Now I'm lucky if I can touch the net. But seriously, if you're living just for example to cater to the lusts of your flesh. All right, suppose you go through an experience where, okay, my flesh was gratified in that area. Then what? Well, do it again. Then what? And you keep asking, then what? And you're going to come down to the very end, and you're going to die. And then what? My God, we weren't made for such things. We weren't made to be ruled by human natural desires. We were made to know our Creator and to operate in harmony with Him. So anyway, the familiar words, and I just pray the Lord will bring something fresh. I know there's one thought in here that really surprised me, and I'll go ahead and share it as we go. I'll back up to verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now bear in mind, he's writing to believers here. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Obviously, he felt the need because we don't always do this naturally, but it's a choice we have to make. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And of course, here's the verse, the verses that really are the heart of it. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, everybody who's been here any length of time can quote that verse, pretty much. And we all agree with it. It's something that we say, oh yeah, that's wonderful, praise God, isn't that? But how many of us live that on a moment-to-moment basis? We carry the burdens of life in so many forms. And stress is another way to put the same thing, anxiety. We think of it as fear, but everything that comes to us, whether it arises from an unfulfilled desire on the inside or whether it is something that is imposed upon us, whether it's a burden that we carry from the past, everything in the world is designed naturally to place a burden upon us. And guess who knows that? The devil knows that. And he makes it his business to pile on the load on every one of us who don't get this and do not understand this. The people of the world don't. I remember reading at some point early in the virus, this virus pandemic, where there was one place in the world where they were having more deaths from suicide than they were from the virus. Folks, this world is feeling the heat. They're afraid of what's coming. They're afraid of what might happen, what is happening. And you know, my God, God understands. He knows the situation here. He is allowing things to unfold as they are, and it is serving His purpose. But He never intended for His children just to live here and carry the burdens of life. We carry the simplest things.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.